Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RTE is our email from anywhere in the world. By the way, the WhatsApp number is open. That's 087-1843-709 if you want to send a voice message. A lot of people are using that, especially given the conversations that we're having over the last week and more. I can tell you that the people's ease with talking about menopause in terms of our callers is definitely increasing.
I couldn't have HRT because of I was estrogen receptive, and I would have begged for anything at the time. I mean, obviously, I never, I was so glad to be alive, but everything seemed to have something in it that I just couldn't have. Doctor said, oh, it'll pass, in a few years it'll be gone. But like I said, here I am, 20 years later, and listening, I've heard of women in their 70s, 80s, 90s who still get these hot flushes. For me, it's definitely the hot flushes. I mean, I had the really bad night sweats and everything. But the hot flushes, I can just say, I felt like, and still do, feel like jumping out of my skin. You just want to jump into a bucket of ice. Yeah. Like, it's not, people would say, oh, sure, that's nothing. It's not nothing. I got no sleep. It was like I had this some kind of a timer going off. It was 20 minutes. I would be fast asleep. And then 20 minutes later, I'm wide awake and just thrashing off the bed clothes,
fire,
everything off. On fire. And, of course, the hubby just, like, he has to move, like, I'm thrashing about the bed. I need the cold spot. It's just a nightmare. Nobody could possibly sleep with me. And with the hot flush then comes an anxiety attack. Yeah. And I was saying to a researcher there that, my workplace would be very understanding. But when you're in an office with mixed people, you just don't talk about it unless you're with a group of women who are going through it. And that wasn't the case. But I literally clammed up for about 2 or 3 years because I found that if I was speaking to a group of people and I got a flush, now I suppose a flush is probably invisible. I don't think people really see it, but you're so on fire that you imagine you're burning red. So the flush turned into a full-blown blush because I was so embarrassed. So then I just, every time I went to speak, I said, oh no, I'm going to get a flush. Or if I did get a flush, oh no, it would turn into a blush. So I literally stopped. I was terrified to open my mouth in a group of people for a few years.
So that sends you further away even from discourse and engagement with your colleagues?
Absolutely. It was just a very quiet time. I just became highly sensitive and embarrassed.
But Julie, 15 years so far. Have we more WhatsApps? Yeah, more messages. Thanks, Julie.
Hi, Joe. I'm in year 12 of the menopause. Usual, same as the other callers. The hot flushes, the changing of the bed sheet several times a night, the tiredness, the weight gain, the dryness. But the thing I found the most disturbing was the anger. Going into a corner press and throwing everything on the floor for absolutely no reason, thinking that you were going to do damage to your children. It's all very disconcerting, but it is part of it.
Hello, Joe. My name is Hazel. I am 36 and I have ovarian cancer. Because of this, I've had to have a full hysterectomy. I've had to have an oophorectomy and other multiple surgeries. And I am currently skyrocketing through menopause. I don't know how else to put it. I'm miserable. The doctors haven't been able to prescribe me anything. Because I can't take anything with estrogen in it. And because of my cancer, I also got bowel cancer, which meant that I had to have my large bowel removed, leaving me with a stoma, which means that even the natural alternatives for menopause, which might be certain foods, I can't eat. So I'm kind of stuck in nowhere. And best the doctors can say to me is, avoid sugar and take plenty of vitamin B and vitamin D. That's the advice I have been given.
Joe at RT.ie and Deirdre Corcoran is in New York. Deirdre, good afternoon, and tell us your experience, please.
Well, good afternoon, Joe. So I just retired from 20 years being on the police department, and listening to your show has clarified my life for the past couple of years. I am 57, and I became a police officer at 35. Okay. I would say I started menopause at 50. Yeah. I had a tremendous amount of the symptoms. I never got one hot flush, as you say. We call it hot flashes. I was chronically hot for 2 years.
Yeah.
Wintertime, I'd be out on patrol, no jacket, no coat. But one of my main issues where I had was when I needed to get to a public, I was a foot post, so I was walking or in a car. And if I needed to get to a bathroom, I had to find a bathroom that could be locked, a complete door from head to toe, not a door with a latch and you can put your arm over, because I had to carry a gun belt and take that off, and it weighed 20 pounds. Sometimes I had to carry that around my neck so that I know somebody couldn't grab it from over the other side of the door, change my pad, try to keep my hands clean, and put it all back on again. The brain fog lately has gotten terrible. Like I said, I never got a hot flash or a night sweat, but chronically hot. And I'm glad I retired, because all that stress is gone now. Having to find a toilet, having to carry pads on a uniform that you have no extra pockets, having to explain to a partner sometimes, oh, I got to pop into the bathroom here. What's wrong with you? Why are you always going to the bathroom? Plus heavy menstruation. Yeah. But just dealt with it. You know, like the young lady was saying about in the car, she stood up.
Yeah, yes.
I remember having two pads and a tampon on, just so I wouldn't go through my uniform.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm glad I've been listening.
And Deirdre, did you retire because of the menopause symptoms?
I won't say I retired because of that. I had my 20 years in and I was allowed to retire.
Okay.
Yeah, but it would made it easier not to have to worry about anything like that. Seriously, I remember having my period and saying, oh, I don't have to find a safe toilet to go to.
Yeah.
I'm okay, you know. It was difficult. It was very difficult. Unless you're a woman, you wouldn't understand it, you know.
Yeah. And in terms of, are you on medication at the moment? Have you managed to get HRT or talk about HRT?
Nothing. I'm heading on Tuesday to see my gynecologist to talk about it, because I, like everybody else, thought it caused cancer and never even questioned about it. I literally have been putting up with the symptoms. I found CBD since I retired. I'm still comfortable to take that. I would have loved to have taken it as a police officer, but I was afraid it would cause a positive test in my urine, random drug tested. And that has helped me an awful lot with anxiety and anger.
You are going to your gyne and you are going to raise the issue of medication.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Now, one of the effects of the conversation the last week, and it was probably epitomised best by Dr. Lundy yesterday, is the ease of language and the ease of conversation that people, women, were using around their own bodies now. And also, and this is reflected, a lot of women didn't want to be on air as such telling their story and didn't want to be identified. So that's why we set up the WhatsApp voice message system, which has been inundated. And a number of women have sent us in letters which they've asked, could we read them out and read them out in full? And one of the issues raised yesterday by Deirdre was, it's come up again and again, but Deirdre was adamant, vaginal atrophy should be addressed, and addressed from now till the time you ever leave this planet. There's no excuse for it, absolutely no excuse. There's so many creams available now, and she was so strong. So we received this letter. We've spoken to the woman concerned. She said she's too shy to read out what she wrote, but she did write it. So it is her language, and she is talking about vaginal atrophy, but she uses her own language to describe it. And thus, I just want to say that at this stage, anyone listening knows in the last 8 days that women are, rightly so, and men, talking about their own bodies in the way that they are most comfortable. And this is a letter, and as I say, we're going to read it out in full, because that's what the author asked us to do this morning.
Dear Joe, I was going to have my No More Flowers party last year, but government restrictions didn't allow. I decided to have my own anyway. I was quite thrilled at the idea of no more periods, fornication without fear, and no more soiled underwear. Woohoo! Roll on. Oh Jesus, not so fast. Perhaps I shouldn't have been so quick to celebrate. The gods are messing with me now. I haven't got any hot flushes. Perhaps they're on their way, like the banshee. For me, it's the itchy fanny, my on-fire fanny. There are benefits in having an itchy fanny. I no longer need an alarm clock. I no longer stay in bed longer than I need. I masturbate more for medicinal purposes. It's the best way to get quick relief. I rub yummy cream on my front bum, which makes it tickle in a pleasant way. That's nice. Mid-conversation, a little demon enters between the lips of your vulva with something that's a hybrid of a feather and tiny pulsating nails. A scout around the room for a discreet hiding place to scratch where there's no witnesses. I have a weekly estrogen inserted into my vagina, and although my fanny definitely likes it a lot, it ends up screaming at me before the week is up. I have baths with every potion recommended on social media, and I'm still ripping at my itch. There's no need to worry about soiled underwear. I can't wear undies anymore. I miss the lace. Ice cubes are good, not as a sex toy, as a device to calm the burning. Seriously, I just want to chop off my fanny, except my clitoris is attached, and I like that a lot. This story currently has no end. I'm hoping to write that soon. I'm a girl who likes happy endings, so maybe sometime, but it will be written.
Yeah. Catherine.
Hello.
You're now 70 and you say your sex life.
Yes, my sex life was a disaster. I'm 70 now and I buried my beautiful husband 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm full of regret, really, because we loved each other, but intercourse was so painful.
Yeah.
No matter what I did, I used gel and creams and all the rest.
Yeah.
At one stage, I had precancerous cells and I had I was in the coom. And the professor there said to me, I can't believe you've had 3 children because you have a cervix like a reverend mother. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So, but as I say, I'm just painful, painful sex.
Mm.
You know, that's what I'm talking about from start to finish, really. And in those days, you didn't have sex before marriage.
Yeah.
But, you know, even the honeymoon, you know, see, it was something else. But we loved each other so much.
Yeah.
You know, as I say, I don't know, I just have regrets about our sex life.
Yeah. Now, again, I'm falling back on Deirdre yesterday saying, would you still have conversations with your doctor about the issues?
Not now, not
now. Why not now? You're only 70.
Well, it's a bit too late, isn't it, Joe? Like, my husband's gone.
Yeah.
And it's not likely that I'll
meet someone else. Even in terms of your own comfort. And
Yeah, no.
God, that's so sad. And you sound so cast down about the fact that your sex life was such a disaster, as you say.
Yeah, really disaster. And I have a girl with special needs. She'll be coming in soon.
Okay.
But, you know, well, I'm coping. Well, I won't go on to that anyway.
Yeah,
but she's 3 days in school this week, which was wonderful.
Great,
because she was at home a lot with me
six months last year.
But anyway, Joe, I won't hold you up there. But
I'm still, you know what I'm still stuck on in my head, Catherine? The doctor saying to you that you've a cervix like a reverend mother. What does that mean?
That's exactly what he said to me.
Stay in age. Okay.
Yeah.
God rest your husband, Catherine.
Yeah.
And you had as you say, you loved each other so much.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what you're saying, I hope the fact that you're saying it is of little help, no consolation, but of little help. But I know that what you're saying and the way you've said it means that it will help younger women, though you're only 70, but it will help younger women who are having those issues and to go and as Deirdre said
yesterday, do something about it.
Yes. Okay. Catherine, thanks indeed.
Okay. Okay,
and kind
Joe.
Regards to you and your daughter. She'll bounce into the house now in a few minutes, will she?
She'll bounce in, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay,
Joe.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks, bye.